Now let us see if everything is fine, what could be the opportunities, how opportunities should be accessed. For the opportunities, setting up of the big industrial unit at the center, if it is coming in that time, then there is an opportunity to have a relationship with that unit. This kind of opportunity needs to be grabbed by the branch. Then the center is being connected with the main railway line, road, truck, route or airport or seaport. If these are in the proximity of the branch area, there is ample scope of importer, exporter or NRIs or like that, you know, business community to service better. Coming up for the irrigation project on the large scale, that is for the agriculture, if any irrigation project is coming and branch is located at the rural place, perhaps it will be a flourishing. The business will be flourishing. People will be cash rich. They will bank with you. They may need more credit. You can provide them. Your profitability will be increased. So these are the opportunities. If any project is coming up like that for irrigation project, then growth of ancillary and SME units in the area, small industrial town or MIDC. If it is developing fast with the government subsidies, and perhaps you will have an opportunity to grab the accounts of all these units. You can make available them the credit facilities, and by virtue of that, you can earn the interest and earn the profitability of the branch. The developmental authority is undertaking the housing and infrastructure facility. That also, if any nearby housing project is coming up, population, retail population will be increased once it is occupied. So that kind of opportunity also you need to grab. As and when the people are coming, approach the societies. People are coming, approach the societies. Get the list of the people, approach, send them the letters, say, introduce yourself. So these are the all opportunities that is likely to be. So developing IT's business sector, infrastructure, that is also helps because more and more employment will be generated, people will be staying there, and they will give the business to the branch. Development of the hospital, educational institution, hospitality industries, etc., that also a good opportunities. Good opportunity. All these are the only suggested lines, but there are many things in the sector in which or locality in which your branch is established that is more important to understand you, how you grab that opportunities. And the branch manager should be capable enough to grab these opportunities. But at the same time, you should always concentrate on threats also. Whatever you have earned, perhaps may go because of these threats. What is included in the threat? What kind of threat you have? Remember, first, opening of other bank branches within the command area is a direct threat. Next door, in competition, another branch is coming and they are offering more and more facilities and your branch doesn't have that facilities. Perhaps this is threat to bank because customer may migrate from one branch to another branch. Similarly, the competition from the cooperative and other commercial banks, including the foreign banks, new financial institution, investment companies, growth of the non-banking financial companies, that is NBFCs, perhaps create a threat to the branch because more and more softer terms they are offering to the customers to attract them, which because of the policy framed by the bank or banking organization, the customers are moving to other side, that is for the other financial institutions. Likely credit restraint being implemented within the bank. Perhaps bank's management may think that their credit portfolio is much on higher side. So better not to disburse a loan for a certain period. But during that time, if any credit proposal comes and if it is rejected, that will create a threat. And they will move to another bank who in turn, if their policy permits, may provide very good opportunity for these people to grant the loan and something like that. Then inherent increase in the risk and uncertainty due to increase the business. Many times what happens, existing business, existing staff is fine. Any spurt or spike in the business requires manpower also to be there to handle the business. What happens if the business is increased and manpower remains as it is? Inversely proportional, many mistakes may happen. Wrong credit or wrong debit may happen in the account of the accounts of the customers. That creates a very bad impression, bad impression to the customers. And perhaps it is a repetitive nature. They may think of changing the bank or branch. This is the biggest thing. See, it takes a very long time to acquire the customer. To lose the customer, a small mistake is enough. So, in the planning process, sudden spurt in the business, if you are envisaging, taking into consideration the opportunities what we have discussed, then you have to decide whether the manpower budget is required to be increased or whether you will be positioned to cater such kind of spurt in business. That also needs to be seen by the branch manager. And this is biggest threat, because from the industry, no person from one organization to another organization, no branch person from one bank to another bank will be moving unless and until some lucrative benefit you are offering to them. But unfortunately, if any policy restrict certain increase or elevation or certain facilities to the new recruitee, perhaps you may lose that opportunity also. So all these things, including HR and HR policies and all, you have to think of. Technological upgradation by the competitors. It's very much important, because nowadays all the banks, including the cooperative banks also, they are offering the core bank. They have core banking system, CBS, where anywhere banking any person can do, depending upon the branch network. The profitability of the branch is determined. If customer can deposit a check in one branch, and if the system is not right to process the check and it is presented after 2 days in clearing, perhaps the customer will again not come to that branch. It will go to some other branch where they have a facility like ECS and all to move the check by using the technology to the RBI, get it cleared, and funds are received on the same day. Who will come to your branch if you are taking 2 days for clearance of one check? This is a small example I am quoting. But there are many issues. On case-to-case basis, this needs to be analyzed by the branch manager. Factors which are affecting the business planning. Now let us understand which are those factors which affects the business planning. We understood what are the strength, what is our strength, what the opportunities, what is our weakness, and what is the threat. SWOT analysis is very much important for any kind of business, including the branch banking business. Now, there are certain elements which are affecting the planning process. What are those? We will discuss. First one is the economic factors. Under economic factors, you can see the increased industrial services, agriculture activities will lead to increase the income. Scope for increased saving potential is always there. Branch manager should take that opportunity. The inflation in the economy may increase the deposit of the branch in the short run, but may create a recessionary trend in the economy in the long run, affecting the deposit growth. If this is not prohibited, branches of the bank are definitely going to affect it, because spending, high rate of consumption requires large amount of funds, and the funds will be withdrawn from the banking system and it will be put into operations. So naturally, it will be a reduction in the deposit portfolio. With the emphasis on diverting of 50% of the government budgeted allocation to the rural sector, rural banking will be intensified, making the futuristic. Government subsidy plays a very important role. If government has decided to increase the subsidy perhaps there will be loan, more application of the loan by the rural branch. But again, it has to be seen from the different aspect, because recovery is a very important. And in agriculture, there is always uncertainty of the production. Depends on various factors, the production may not come up to that level which is expected. If it comes, it is well and good, but we cannot deny the opportunity, we cannot deny the possibilities of going loan to bad loan account. High inflation rate leads to the price escalation, which may slacken the growth of economy. These are some of the factors. Then similarly, for higher outlay of the rural sector may divert resources from industry to industry or territory sector. Socio-political factors, economic factors we have seen. Socio-political factors, what it consists of? The opportunities for more employment generation leads to more saving. Then with an additional thrust in the rural economy, opportunities for mobilization of the rural deposits and the credit deployment, development of the biotechnology may open a new vistas for the banks, with the greater role of the Panchayati Raj and the Nagar Mahapalikas in the developmental activities shifts the resources from these areas. Housing finance, which are included in the priority item, is a futuristic in all dimensions. Similarly, stress on energy saving devices opens up a new areas of the banking. Encouraging the thrust in export is another potential area for the bank. Political instability may lead to the slower growth of economy. Regional tension in certain areas, like in Maharashtra-Karnataka boundary dispute, may slacken the economic development in that particular region. Overall, lower growth rate, world economy will impact the Indian economy too. So we have to remember these socio-political factors also while considering the planning process. Another aspects of the government and regulatory, how it is affecting the planning process, the issuance of the fresh licenses for new banks will result into competition and further expansion in the banking sector, which may result in the greater degree of financial inclusion. See, government is going ahead with giving more and more opportunities for the every person the banking facilities. With the view of that, they are permitting, they are issuing the licenses to the banks to open the new branches. Once in the same command area branch is opened, remember that is a threat. And this threat, how to overcome this? Services. Banking is a service industry. Services can only improve the possibility of your restoring or maybe retaining the business. Disintermediation and other liberal measures have given rise to the host of the new financial instruments or institutions and competition. Because of the opening of the new branches or banks, there will be a stiff competition, but the competition should be a healthy one and it should not be unhealthy. Granting an autonomy to the several functional areas to the banks have led to the new challenges and opportunities. See what happens, many times the credit sanction, if you look at it, for example, credit sanction for one application, in same area there are two banks. The application given to one bank for the loan, sanction the loan, say for example it is a personal loan, that will go to the regional or zonal office level for sanctioning. But at the same time, any other branch, as per that bank's policy, if authority is delegated to the branch manager, perhaps on the same day loan may be granted. If the time is required by sanctioning process, sanction of the loan requires more time, who will come to that branch? So delegation of authorities. It is all from the central office level or as a planning or as a particularly it will not be a plan, but it will delegation of authority to the branch managers is a need of time if the branch has to sustain its profitability and continue with the profitability. Other aspects are technological aspects. As I explained earlier, CBS platform, which is offered by all the banks or which are taken by all the banks, plays very important role. Availability of the modern technology to the banking sector has made it more efficient and effective. Similarly, banks will have a better management information system and control. Improved customer service, promotional opportunities for the staff participation in the global banking, and technology has made a banking cheaper for the customers as well as for the banks. The latest example I can quote, Telegrams, more particularly Post and Telegraph Department, has discontinued services of the telegraph, sending the telegraph. Why? There was a threat of technology. Because the technology is so fast developed and everybody is using it, nobody is going to the post office. What is fun in continuing with that area? So post offices are also improved a lot. This is a small example I have quoted, how the immediate technology acceptance is required from the banking perspective. Another factor is a psychic one. What is psychic factor? This report suggests that 50% of the urban customers are satisfied. And the satisfaction in the rural areas is more. And the confidence in the banking system is unaffected. Why rural is more than 50%? Because their needs are limited. However, in the urban area, their needs are unlimited. So naturally, the satisfaction ratio will be exactly opposite in rural as well as in urban areas. Customers' expectations are on the rise for newer and quicker services in all the areas. And these points which we have discussed now suggest under the different heads in doing the SWOT analysis for branch are indicative in nature and are meant to be applicable to the broad spectrum of the branches. Mapping of the technology. See, it is very important part. Mapping of the technology or technique and environmental scanning is very important aspect as far as planning process is concerned. The major maps which may be used by the industry, we are micro level we are looking into. A map showing the branch road linking it to the various segments of the areas of the operation, pinpointing the important center, places and institution and industries, officers, etc. also impact because everybody is accessing the net, websites about the location of the branch, location of the ATM, location of the people, everything, technology is so developed. So if that kind of facility also need to be updated by the respective banks in their website. A map showing the special patterns of urban or rural, as the case may be, settlements, which indicates within the region by size and the categorized by the predominant activity in that area. Similarly, charts which are showing the occupational characterized population categorized as an agriculture, manufacturing and household industries, transportation, trade and commerce activities, services, etc. Generalized land use map is used showing the broad land categorized map showing that land is used and connected with the commercial areas, government offices, market and trading places, etc. and map showing the special distribution of the work center. So, guidance to the people. Those who are trying to utilize the services of the bank, they should be in position to provide updated information on their website, where they are located, where are the ATMs, what kind of services are given by this particular branch. If these things are made available in the tip of the finger, customer will definitely will be attracted to your organization. Otherwise, if any other branch or bank is next door and they are offering or they have updated and they are very much interested in technology development and they have updated everything on there, perhaps your branch may be losing the opportunity of the business. Now let us think about the few things about the strategic planning. What is the strategic planning? Once you have prepared a plan, then only that plan is a rough plan. Now, strategic plan we have to adopt. Strategic means with a definite intention, with a definite goal, with a definite achievements. So, the next step in preparation of the strategic plan involves the preparing of the functional action plan for the following parameters. Remember, we are talking from the branch bank perspective, and here the branch manager is a central focused point. So it is a responsibility of the branch manager to look into these aspects or these parameters in the strategic planning. Number one is the layout, upkeeping and maintenance of the branch. First important thing, it doesn't require any rocket science to maintain all these things. Then housekeeping at the branches. Department should be meticulously maintained. No files, no papers are scattered across the table or around the table. That gives the bad impression. Performance budgeting exercise at the branch. This must be in place. Performance budget. How the branch was performed earlier. Budgeting, displaying and making it available to the internal staff where we stand. That is very much important. Same is the resource mobilization. For working in the branch, if you have a short people, you should have a plan to hire the people. Increase in the level of customer satisfaction. That is of prime importance. No customer should complain against the bad practices or for the grievances, and they should not have been approached to the ombudsman for resolution of the queries. Otherwise, it is very bad as far as the parameter for the planning process, strategic planning process is concerned. Retail and MSME credit planning, management of the credit, manpower planning, managing and development of the forex business, profit planning, attending to the audit report, periodic review of the branch performance, and how to achieve the mission, a model branch which we have when we started discussion, this was our goal, mission, that my branch should be model branch. My branch should be a model branch, all these parameters which we have discussed should be positively taken into consideration by the branch manager. Now you will think that is the branch manager's role is enjoyable, or there is a nervousness created among the branch managers. Every person has a plus and minus points. Only thing is that how he tackles, how he plans, how he maintains the diary, and how best he is managing the things at the branch, as per our discussion, is more and more important. Remember, once the functional plans are ready, they need to be reconciled with each other, as all these are the interrelated and are linked to each other. That is what I am trying to say since our first presentation. With the finalization of the performance projections, the draft strategic plan is ready for implementation, and it is to be noted that no plan document is ever perfect and is subject to change and modification. An attempt can now be at least be made in this direction to systematically run a branch on the basis of strategic planning. So this is all about the strategic planning, and everything in this segment will be further progressed basis on this planning. Now the process of budgeting will start. After planning, there should be a budgeting. And once the planning process is understood properly by the branch manager, according to me, there is nothing is difficult to achieve the goal. So, with this, we are completing this planning process. Thank you very much.